work to have just one. It doesn't really work to have, for me, just an open world where anything can happen. I feel like, I don't know, the sort of philosophical part of my work feels like we have to go through some stuff together if we want to get there. And I think I'm actually less concerned with getting there to that open world, but I think the process of shifting through these postures and someone being like, oh, I think I know what she's doing, that sort of friction of being with the audience, like keeping them with me and me being with them and me keeping with them, is what starts to crack open space for me. So it's not just like, let me visually represent some things and then we'll all move into the open space. I almost feel like that open space is not real. We're just a series of sort of like reoccurring cyclical energetic and historical scenarios, you know, where maybe there are new things that happen in the world, but I guess I'm more of the mind that everything is just energetically reshaping itself. So yeah, I'm almost interested more in the friction of coming together in that dystopia and us being around each other and me saying, and now I'm this, and now I'm this, and now I'm this, and having you go with me and do that. And then I feel like in that process, we are shifting what this is, rather than sort of how like mundane things in life are, like getting through school is just like, just do the homework. Just make sure you do your homework on time and you'll get through school. I'm actually kind of saying like, let's talk about what this is, all these years in school, you know, like let's actually really think about this and be, yeah, present together and conscious in the moment. So I'm not saying let's run away from school or let's not be in this place, but I'm saying like, if we're gonna be here, let's be hyper aware and let's interrogate it and let's rub against each other and help each other sort of experience newness rather than think there's newness over there and I just need to get to it.